Preface to Meditation 24. Trust the silence. Trust the silence, says Brenda Meekin, one of the teachers of Christian meditation from Canada. An Orthodox Christian called Bulgarov says that to go into contemplative prayer, into the silence, is to see the other side of the mountain, the side that has never been photographed, the only side worth seeing. And it's a picture of the way the world looks after the ego has disappeared. I love the story of the nun who went into the mountain to live a 3-year silent retreat. When eventually she re-emerged, they wanted to know how she'd been, what it was like. All she would say was, "Well, it wasn't boring." Trust the silence. The silence is the presence of God. Lawrence Freeman reminds us that the fuel for our inner journey is the power of silence. Just to meditate regularly as a discipline, a work or an activity, if you want to describe it like that, repeating our mantra to bring us to stillness and silence is progress. The only thing is that all our customary ways of measuring progress, or ego measures to be sure, are suspended, banished. What we start to discover in the stillness is that we are moving, John Mayne would say, through spheres of silence into deeper silence. The gift is that we are being changed. We are sloughing off the old life to reveal what has always been within, the butterfly of a true Christ self. Multicoloured, beautiful, very fragile and exposed. Many days we may long to hide, go back into our chrysalis, but that is not possible. Thomas Merton has it this way: "We cannot tell what is happening, indeed we do not need to know, and we cannot describe what is happening, or really tell it to others. Other good people," he says, "will not understand. Some, we find, may even think it a bit weird, and occasionally become antagonistic or scornful. You meditating, good heavens, what do you get out of it, I wonder?" But he says, deep in our inmost being, we keep getting glimpses, that's all they are, glimpses of life as communion, as thanksgiving, as praise, life as festival, life as glory. Trust the silence. The silence is the presence of God.